It's 8:21. Well, we're here talking pickleball.
Why not? Joining us in the studio. I thought this was the show, isn't it, on pickleball, pickleball hour?
Well, it is during the week when Vince Vitrano is here.
Well, Vince isn't very good, so he really needs...
We've got Mark Cass here. He's editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal, and you're on your way to your pickleball game with Vince.
Hopefully this time he's on time. He was a little late last time. He was like 8 or 9 minutes late.
So you could stay here longer.
I mean, for a guy on radio, shouldn't he be on time? I mean, you can't be 8 or 9 minutes on the radio, can you? Late? Come on. That's bad.
No, they frown on that.
But, that's called quiet air, right?
But you're here with us right now, and let's talk a little bit about sports. Yeah. Let's talk about baseball. Because the state assembly is finally taking up that AmFam field financing package. What are some of the key changes?
Yeah.
And do you think it's going to get approved?
You know, this is interesting. And I said this at the beginning. I said it would last a while. There'd be a lot of negotiations.
And really
nobody wanted to watch, right? I said it's kind of like watching the food being made or watching sausage kind of being made. So here we are. We finally have an agreement between the city and the county and the state. The significant moves are actually... a lower amount of money would come from the city and county. And they'd also spend some time looking at things happening around the stadium, whether there's a chance for retail, housing and stuff around the stadium. But in terms of the stadium itself, I mean, it's going to go to a vote on Tuesday. I think it's going to pass in the assembly. I think it will eventually will pass in the Senate and will get signed through Evers. I mean, it's a long time coming. It's important to the city. It's important to the region. But it's been kind of messy to watch it come together. There's no doubt about it.
There's still going to be a little bit more.
I think it gets messy all week. But I think in the end, everybody realizes the importance of this. If you look at what's going on right now, really throughout the country, kind of what are we talking about? We're talking about the playoffs. We're talking about all these teams who are still in the playoffs and all the attention they're getting. Think if that was happening here. I mean, obviously it was close, but it didn't happen here. But
next year, Mark, we always say that.
You know, think about that. Think about what happened in 21 with the Bucks and how, mm-hmm. All the national attention, all the travel that comes here. Think about just the regulars. I mean, in June and July and August when the Cubs are in town. Oh my God, I can't believe I said the Cubs.
I can't believe you said that.
You know, the Reds, the Cardinals, all these people who come here and spend money. And all year long, the people who come from Hudson, who come from Eau Claire, who come from Stevens Point to spend money in our city. It's so important. And the other things held out there. I mean, I thought the one thing, and I should have been played up more, I thought, was of the concerts they hold there, almost half of the seats sold are out of state.
Yeah.
So think about when they had those huge shows there over the past few months, whether it was Aldean or Pink, all these people are coming from Illinois, they're coming from Iowa, they're coming from Minnesota, and are spending money in our city, and that's not going to happen if the stadium's not here.
No, well, this is true. But here's the other part of this. The parking lot.
Yeah.
Tell us something
I've been harping on lately, but it's important.
Well, what do the Brewers really feel about that? Are they open to it? And what do you think the next step might be? Because they still have to have parking with thousands and thousands of people coming for the games.
I think it's evolved. I think up until the last few months, they've been really kind of against it. But the theory of that, we want it for tailgating and we want the revenue. We want what goes on in that parking lot and we want everyone to come into the stadium and eat and shop in the stadium. I think over time it's evolved. The mayor has been very adamant about this. He wants to see, it got looked at. Is there an opportunity on the parking lots, not the entire parking lots, but in certain areas, to have whether it's housing, whether it's retail, whether it's office, whether it's mixed use, something out there so that's going to create revenue all year long. Right now, you know, I mean, those lots sit empty a lot of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's 81 home games, but is there a chance to do that? So what's going to happen as a result of this bill, again, if approved, is a study group will get set up and will involve the team, involve the state, involve the city because the state owns the property. And is there a chance to look at something like right up the street here, right near the arena, like what's in Green Bay, like what's in Chicago, you know, kind of around the Cubs, like what's in St. Louis,
houses were there at Wrigley Field before Wrigley Field was there.
Yeah, but not that hotel that's right across here from Wrigley.
You know, I forgot about that.
And now think about the casino that's attached, right? The DraftKings,
right,
which is attached right to the stadium. Think of the things that are happening around Wrigley and the atmosphere that happens all year long. I mean, right now, there's not a reason to travel out to the stadium in March, in October, late October, in November. But if you put things out there, whether it's housing, whether it's retail, whether it's office, all of a sudden you have a reason to do that. Maybe they spend more money at the restaurant out there. you know, or X Golf that is out there now. Maybe there's an opportunity to create some energy. You know, kind of what do I talk about right about the city all the time? Energy and activity. Is there a chance there? And now also with the states looking at Highway 175, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is there a chance to make that kind of more of a median in that area? So, and then you look at all the land that's open kind of to the south into West Milwaukee. There's a chance to really kind of redevelop that whole area.
I'm getting the idea. You're going to change careers and go into development.
I like real estate. I'm not an expert. I've talked to a lot of real estate individuals in town who like the idea, who believe it's complicated, but yet why not, right? Why not?
Well, speaking of development around sports teams, the Milwaukee Business Journal sat down with the owners of the Bucks, and you talked about that. What
right.
is the next part of that development in that area?
Yeah, think about what's already going on there with the restaurants that's there and the hotel that's now open right across the street and the and, of course, I talked to you kind of last week about the Honest Store and kind of what that's brought to the area. Now they're looking at kind of what's next. What's next will be, first will be the heavily debated kind of the music venue on the old side of the Bradley Center. A hotel next to that at some point. And then there's been talk about either residential. There's been talk about maybe more restaurants, and there's hope kind of long-term. This is nothing that will happen right away just because of the office issues that are going on in this country, but office at some point. So, but again, what they want to have happen there is live, work, and play. You know, have people that live there who live right next to the structure right now, to the parking structure. You have play, obviously, with the arena and stuff, and now more work, whether it's an office building, whether it's the venue, whether it's another hotel. The thing I like about it, Libby, is when you go down there now, let's say in July, and in the past, there hadn't been really not much happening around the arena. You go down there now in July, and there's activity at the arena, whether it's a concert, there's activity at the sports bar, there's activity at the hotel, there's energy in that area. Again, that's so important to a city to have these active areas.
No, I know you got a pickleball game.
I do.
So
I don't want
you to be late.
Because Vince will never let me live it down if I'm
but
late.
But I have to ask you about the Kohl's store.
Yeah, it's you guys got to get excited
right
about it.
Yeah.
Right next door. It's going to open on the 3rd of November. That's not that far away. So much interest in this store. We've been talking about this store for years and years. People want the store here. They want a Kohl's store. They also wanted something else. What do you really want downtown? People wanted a Kohl's store and a Target, right? So now we got one of them, and that's a Kohl's store. It's going to open up soon. Going to have a lot of local things in there. But again, the important thing to me is the people that's are going to walk into that store. The people are going to be active in that store. The fact that you have the food hall here now, you have the radio station, what's going on here. Now you're going to be able to walk right out your door here and into the store kind of on your way home to get that shopping
and
done.
And I can return my Amazon packages.
You're $25 on your Kohl's money. I'm sure you have Kohl's cash. So, you know, I think that's important. I think what it's done here is because you've seen all the energy that's occurred, you have all of the companies who are coming downtown who are going to work here. You obviously have the companies right in this building with Fiserv who's going to open on the upper floors of that building. You know, hundreds and hundreds of new employees are going to shop at the store. It's going to, you know, I mean, what's happened at the Avenue is kind of cool because it's kind of redone. It's been reborn. But you still have a retail anchor, right, which draws traffic.
A lot.
Really important. It'd be fascinating to see how it does. But I'm really curious and anxious to have it open again because I think it's great for the city.
I'm sure I'll see you in that store.
You know, we'll share some of those kind of Kohl's bucks, right?
Yeah.
You'll let me have your Kohl's bucks, right?
Mm,
yeah, I don't think you're you're not a sharer, I can tell.
Mark Cass, you are a sharer for sure. I'm going to let you get to that pickleball
game. I'm on my way down there.
Mark Cass, editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal. It's 8:30 on WTMJ.